Welcome to the Sam Altieri Show. This is your host, Sam, and I'm obsessed with helping you find out why you sabotage and how to stop it so that you can feel like a queen in your skin and manifest a life that lights you the fuck up. I went from broke, depressed, and in an energy sucking 9-to-5 to living my best life as a multi-six-figure health coach and business mentor to other badass online coaches. I'm a Sagittarius, a manifesting generator, an Enneagram 7, and I have ADHD. So basically, fun and people are my favorite two things. Follow me on YouTube and Instagram at Sam Altieri and watch my stories to learn more about how you can transform your own life too. All right, enough about me. Let's dive into today's episode. What's up, Queen? Welcome back to another episode. I'm stoked for this one. We have another listener goes live this week, and I just feel like so many of you are going to relate to her. And before we dive into the episode, I want to just catch you up on a few updates that are relevant to the episode, and just feel very relevant for me and like everyone that I've talked to on Instagram, all of my business friends, like, I mean, just everyone that I know is going through a like life transition right now. Like, it feels like things are dying, things are falling away. Maybe you can relate to this. Like, it feels like your identity is shifting. Like, the things that are no longer meant for you are literally being ripped from you because it's just like you're no longer, like, the universe is like, bitch, you are not available for this anymore. And, you know, I want to just encourage you to just let that shit die. Like, you know, I've had such a challenging time with surrendering and letting go, but I finally hit a point in my life and it feels so good that I'm just like, dude, just gotta let that shit go, because the longer I hold on, the more pain I cause myself, right? I want you to hear that again. The longer that you hold on to what is not meant for you, the more pain you cause yourself, right? You are literally inflicting pain on yourself. And one reason that I'm infecting pain in myself right now is, this is an ADD moment, but I'm going to share it with you anyways, because right before I hit record on this episode, I was eating some ravioli, and I was like, damn, these are so fucking good, but I only had like two, because I knew I wanted to record this intro, and I was like, all right, fine, you get two ravioli, and then go record the podcast, and you can come back to them later, right? And that is I want to use that analogy. It sounds ridiculous, but let it go. You can always come back to it later, right? Like, I let the ravioli go. I will be going back to them later. But in this example, whatever you are holding on to, you are grasping to, you're feeling like, but I was always this way, or but that always used to work, or whatever the narrative is, I want you to know that it is no longer working. The universe has got different plans in store for you. So stop holding on so goddamn tightly, because you're gonna be miserable. You're gonna be frustrated. It just doesn't work like that. Like, that is not how we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to do and be and act the same way forever. Like, hello, right? And I feel like I've really stepped into a new level of myself in the past, even like few weeks, even week, honestly. I started going to a intuitive healer. She does like energy work and all this shit. And it was so amazing. I don't want to get into that today, but point being is like, I'm here, right? I'm in my power, and I want to empower you to do the same, because like, the world needs your gifts. The world needs you. The world needs you to stop playing fucking small. The world needs you to stop, like, just, like, playing into your, like, self-sabotaging patterns and habits, like, perfectionism and procrastination and imposter syndrome and all that bullshit. Like, just stop it. Stop it. Because you're letting fear control you. And, like, I know you're a boss-ass bitch, and boss-ass bitches do not let fear control them. Right? They just don't. They don't, because they know that nothing good comes from that place. Right? And as I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you about before our episode begins, it's really about like overcoming this fear, overcoming the fear of being seen, overcoming the fear of showing up, of being in your power. Right? I know that I am a lot. Right? I am. And you're here because you are too. You are a lot, right? Or else you wouldn't be able to, air quotes, handle me, because I would be too much for you. That makes sense. right? But often we hide ourselves from the world because we're afraid that the truth of who we are will not be acceptable, right? Like, we literally hide ourselves from the world because we're afraid that the truth of who we are will not be acceptable. Like, we literally believe that if others, even the people that we so deeply trust, were to really see who we are, they would turn from us. They'd see us as monsters, right? I'm sure you can relate to that. So what I am here on this planet, in this podcast, and speaking to you directly here is to remind you that as long as you love and accept yourself, it doesn't matter if anyone ever approves. Because guess what? You're going to go through seasons of life where people come and go. And it sucks. It does. Because us humans love to hold on. But the truth is, you're not going to be in the same season of life forever. And you're not going to have the same people in your life forever. And you're not going to be in the business or in the work that you're in forever. Like, it just doesn't work that way. Right? But the mind loves certainty. And so I want you to just start getting familiar with getting outside of your comfort zone. The more you do it, the less fear has power over you. And the more you just do it, you don't even think about it anymore. Right? This is the point that I'm in my life personally, where I just invest in shit and it doesn't even matter if I don't have the money because I know it will come. Like, I am very much in that place right now. I do not have the money for the mentor that I'm hiring. I do not have the money, et cetera, et cetera. But guess what? It's fucking coming because it has to, because I said it did, right? Like, you don't understand how powerful you are. And I want you to be so freaking aware of your language. Like, your language matters. What you tell yourself, what you say out loud, oh, it matters so much, right? But I will tell you one thing. I will be the person to call you on your shit, and I do it in this podcast, but I will hold you where you are. I give you permission to be where you're at, right? There is no shame if you literally just resonated with everything that I said, like, no more of that. There's no shame in it. I'm just telling you that you can't stay there. Like, it's okay to be there, but you can't stay there. Right, I'm giving you the permission slip to be where you are, and I'm also offering you a solution to get the fuck out of the situation you're in, because you're probably in your own worst case scenario, right? So this week's episode, I bring on a listener. Her name's Kristen. She's amazing. She's a health coach, and she was wanting to overcome imposter syndrome and her fear of being seen online, right? She came from a background of being overweight and emotional eating, right? She has a similar background to me with body image and stuff. And she's now evolving and starting to become a leader. And what happens is when you go from being like just an air quotes regular person to starting to take the role of leader, which you are because you're listening to this podcast, right? There is a lot of shit that comes up. There's a lot of beliefs. There's a lot of narratives. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of people that you're trying to please because that's who they knew you as, right? But the truth is, you're going to continue to grow and evolve just like I am, which means that I'm going to continually get more and more expansive and have more and more consciousness and be more and more in my power, and it might trigger you, right? And just the same, you might trigger other people, your family, your friends from high school, college, etc. I know I've done that for sure, right? And at the end of the day, I don't care anymore, because guess what? The people that I'm here to help will not, you know, say all the shit, right? They might get triggered at first, but guess what? Guess who's going to become my clients? Those people. Because I just triggered them into a new reality, right? And I want to give that to you too. Your pure existence is going to help somebody expand. How fucking cool is that? It's pretty cool, right? So stop hiding yourself from the world because you think that who you are is unacceptable. No, who you are is exactly who you need to be on this planet. Right? And me pretending that I'm softer, or me pretending that I'm not as whatever you want to describe this energy as, just really like it's straight up with you. Like, I'm real with you because I don't want you to be in your shit any more than you need to be. Right? I'm not trying to beat around the bush, and it's just direct. It's blunt. And some people don't like it. Honestly, that's okay. I don't care. I'm not going to not be me so that more people can like me, because that's not the point. I am here to create change. I'm here to live out my purpose. I'm here to be myself. I'm not here so that people can like me, right? And I used to be a chronic people pleaser, and I would always be the chameleon and morph myself, right? And as an empath, I know probably that you are also an empath, or at least empathic, and it can be really easy to just go where the wind takes you and let people and it's like, no. I want you to remember your fucking power, all right? So in this episode, you're going to hear from me and Kristen. I bring her on the show, coach her through perfectionism, imposter syndrome, and her fear of being seen. And she has a really great breakthrough at the end. I'm really excited for you guys to hear. If you want to be coached on the show, all you have to do is head over to Instagram and DM me. And all you have to do is just say podcast. I don't know what you mean. And we can chat. And you can come on and ask your question, and I will coach you live, and it will be a fucking blast. And if you're scared to do it, because you know my philosophy with fear. Whatever you're scared of, you need to do. So if you're scared of working with me, you should do it. The last thing I wanted to share is I'm actually going to be opening up my brand new mentorship. This is a 1, 3, or 6 month container. This is just a one-on-one container with me. This is for the woman who is ready as fuck to be held accountable and to be activated, without sabotaging yourself. So if you've been wanting to work with me, and you don't want to do it in a group setting, you really want the deep ass fucking work. You really want to be expanded. Then I would invite you to apply. Honestly, I just had one of my current clients wants to continue with me, and she's going to be doing this. And she had a bunch of questions with me, like how many calls, how long are the calls, what's the cost, like all the things. So basically I'm just going to share that all with you right here, so you know, and you don't have to ask these questions. In any of these containers, 1, 3, or 6 months, you decide, calls are unlimited, literally unlimited, Monday through Friday. You have full access to me. I recommend one a week, because you'll probably be having breakthroughs a lot, and any longer between the calls, like you can just forget shit. And if you're ADHD like me, like you're definitely going to forget shit. The calls are usually 45 to an hour. I don't like to go longer than that. It just gets drawn out and it's just not necessary. And basically the plan is that there's no plan. There is no plan, because I am a mentor and an intuitive guide for you. I am not giving you a set of things to do based on some like rule book that I made for every single person. No, it is very personalized. So I can't say for sure like what we are going to go over, other than I'm going to be activating the fuck out of you, activating your life force energy, and really giving you just full-time support, love, bullshit calling, etc. We can cover all things from the feminine archetypes, sacred sexuality, pleasure, your work, relationships, body image, self-love, like literally all of it. I'm an expert in all of it. And that's why I love the one-on-one container, because there's just so much intimacy and we actually build a really deep relationship and it's really beautiful. But yeah, my intuition has clearly stated that I just got to work with clients one-on-one right now. I'm actually going to be restructuring my whole biz. And yeah, so that is my change. That's the fear I'm leaning into, but I'm trusting that the universe has got my back. And if you want to be part of that expansion and you want to be held by a mentor who's been there, who gets it, who knows the things and has not just the energetics behind it, but also the expertise, I would absolutely love to hear from you. The link to apply will be in the show notes. And you can also just DM me and let me know. Again, 1, 3, or 6 month mentorship. So that's it's an application only. So you need to apply. You don't necessarily get a spot, investment price, all the things, all the details are in the application. So yeah, that's that. All right. I think that wraps things up. I am super stoked to hear what you have to say about this episode. Please screenshot it and tag me at Sam Altieri on Instagram and let me know your biggest takeaway. And I just want to say one last time that it's up to you to share yourself. It is up to you. It is a choice. It is such a choice, right? And you can no longer hide yourself from the world because it's selfish. It truly is. Like, the world needs your gifts. And I see you. I know you're scared, but lean in, because the more that you allow yourself to be seen, the more that everyone around you benefits. I promise you that. All right, let's dive in.
Welcome back, you guys. I am so excited for another Listener Goes Live series. And today I have the amazing Kristen McGrath. She is going to be coming onto the podcast. We're going to be having an epic conversation all around creating a business, finding soulmate clients, and breaking through imposter syndrome. And I am just so excited to welcome you, Kristen. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my God, it's an honor to be here.
Hell yeah. I love that we had a little dance party before we got going. And I feel like that just sets the vibe for the type of conversation we get to have, to just like let it be like just so real and playful and like, let's go to the deep, like, let's just do it, you know, do the damn thing.
For sure. Get all those nerves out.
Yeah, exactly. So I would love to hear, like, I know that you were, we met through, you did Taste Like Freedom, you did my Money Mindset course, and you went through those, and then you wanted to come on the podcast. So can you share with everyone listening, like, why you wanted to come on, be coached, and really, like, who you are?
So I just got NASM certified to be a personal trainer, and I lost like 100 pounds myself and like struggled with binge eating and emotional eating. So I wanted to make sure that like no other women felt lost like I did. Like, I didn't know where to start, where to go. So I wanted to kind of be a resource for other women like that. So I got my personal training certification so that I can try to start, you know, helping people out.
Yeah, that's amazing. Hell yeah. And you said, do you have, one client right now?
It's so crazy. Yesterday I got 2 new clients.
Not surprised.
I know. Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, well, that's no coincidence, because I'm going on your podcast tomorrow. So it's just how the universe works, right? So yeah. And I've been having a problem kind of like putting myself out there and kind of like advertising without feeling like a car salesman.
Yes, totally. So let's just like dive in, and we can just let the conversation kind of flow. What for you in the struggle to put yourself out there, like, what is the resistance? Like, let's go into it. What does it feel like? Where does it live in your body? Like, is there like a certain belief or a message there?
It kind of goes back to like, I feel like maybe I'm not enough, like, kind of like, who am I to tell these women, you know, how to lose weight and be healthier, even though I did it myself. Mm-hmm. So it feels kind of like, I would say probably like, I don't know, like a twisting in my gut, kind of like, afraid of being like judged and kind of like brushed off.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is like, there's part of you that's believing the feeling, even though you know it's not true. Mm-hmm. Cause definitely. Like, you've obviously lived it, and you have, you know, you did your certification, you have the lived experience, you've invested in stuff. So like, why wouldn't you be the one?
Right. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I try to keep telling myself that, like, of course, like I kind of go by your motto, like, take messy action. I love mm-hmm. that, because I am a perfectionist. And like, if I just want everything to be perfect, and if everything was the way I want it to be, I would never produce or put out anything, because it would never be perfect. So I've just mm-hmm. been kind of letting it flow out, like messy and whatever, like I'll work it, figure it out as I go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. This is interesting. So I know you mentioned imposter syndrome, which is basically what this is, right? Like, you don't feel like you are equipped enough, or like you're a fraud or that, right? Like there's this level of like, I need more blank in order to be worthy enough or ready enough to teach or coach. Does that feel mm-hmm. true?
Yeah.
Okay. So imposter syndrome, the root of imposter syndrome is perfectionism. All right. And perfectionism and imposter syndrome often happen in high achieving people. Do you consider yourself high achieving?
Oh yeah. I'm super mm-hmm. hard on myself.
Why? Where does that come from?
Probably goes back to the whole worth thing. If I'm not worthy to other people, then am I really worthy? If I'm not like giving value to other people's lives, then I have no value.
Okay. Growing up, what was your like relationships with your parents like? Like, did they want you to achieve? Like, what was that dynamic like? Where were they most proud of you?
They were honestly really hands off on like about everything. My dad was barely there, and my mom was just kind of like, don't be seen, don't be heard, do whatever you want kind of thing.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So is there a part of you or your inner child even that feels like if you achieve enough, you'll finally be seen by them?
Probably. Yeah.
Like there's part of that little kid in you that is like, hey, look at me, look what I did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to go, if you're cool with it, I want to go into your inner child right now. I want to like have you connect with her. Can we do that together?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to just put your hand over your heart. And just take a deep breath. And breathe into that space under your hands to your heart. And I want you to call up a memory of you as a kid. Little Kristen, whatever that first memory is that comes up, or whatever this is the most vibrant for you. And I want you to just observe her, see what she's doing, see what she's thinking. Where is she? Is she with anyone? And maybe even like what she's wearing, just kind of get like a full sense of who this little girl is. And I want you to ask her what she needs. In that moment that you see her, what does she need? And when you have the words, when she shared with you, I just want you to speak them out loud to me. What does she need?
Confidence and the ability to show up fully as myself.
Yeah. Does she need a reminder or a mantra or something from you, the current you? If there's anything there for her, just you can share it out loud.
I would tell her that you are enough right now, exactly as you are. Exactly as you are.
Beautiful. Give yourself a hug. Like, just squeeze yourself right now. Like, you're squeezing your inner child and you're just becoming one with her and giving her so much freaking love. Taking a deep breath and anchoring in that you are enough right now as you are. And when you're ready, you can release the hug from yourself. You can slowly open your eyes. How was that experience for you?
That was good. I feel like I morphed with my inner child. We just became one.
Yeah. Often the fear that we experience is actually not our fear in adulthood. It's just our fear from being when we were a little kid. Right. And we carry our inner child within us, like everywhere we go, in business, in life, in relationships. And anytime we get scared or triggered or feel any sorts of way that feels like, whoa, right? It's just that little part of us that is like activated, right? She just freaking out, right? She's like, I'm not ready. Scary people. Right? Like this, I can imagine like little Kristen just like running around, like, or like hiding in the corner, like, I don't know about that, right? Like she's about to get like pushed on stage, right? Of course, as a little kid, that shit's scary, right? Like, is that what social media sometimes can feel like for you, is like that feeling of getting like pushed on the stage, like being seen up front?
Definitely. There was when I was a kid, I went to like drama camp when I was like seven or eight, and I had such bad stage fright, like I just froze and I forgot everything. And that's kind of how I feel almost sometimes too when I'm talking to clients and like something comes up and I'm like, ooh, like I don't know if that's the right response or if that's really going to resonate with them. So then I just kind of like freeze and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. So can you see how your response as a 9-year-old is the same response you have as, how old are you now?
29.
Okay. So 20 years later, your body still does the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So now that you're an adult, you get to notice that response and give your inner child something, a mantra, reminder she's safe. It's okay. Like you got it. Like if it wasn't the right thing and you need to tell her something later, send your client a message. Like it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like kind of reparenting her, telling her like, she's okay. She's good. She's got it. She doesn't have to be perfect. Like nobody is. Right? How does that feel for you when you think about that type of supporting self in business?
It already, honestly, just feels like a relief. Like I can be my own hype man.
Yeah, exactly. That's like what I want you to be, is like, be your own hype woman. Like obviously having a community, having mentor support, etc., is invaluable. And it's also none of those people's responsibility to hype you up, because there's going to be so many times, like, dude, I have so many times in my business and just in life where all of that stuff comes up for me. Like that's part of the journey of business, right? Like I just launched my community and of course I had the feeling come up of, what if nobody joins it? What if it's a complete flop? What if the thing that I poured my heart and soul into and that I am so excited for, because it's going to be fucking magical and I'm just so excited for all the women inside, what if it doesn't happen? Like what if, right? And I can extrapolate all that, right? Or I can choose to be like, oh, that's just little Sammy, like scared. That is just the little version of me that's freaking out, right? And then what I did to get out of that was I was like, why am I the perfect person to create this offering? Why am I the perfect freaking person for this? Right? And I want you to think the same about you and your offerings and your coaching. Why is Kristen the perfect coach for health, wellness, healing, binge eating, loving your body, etc. Right? Like, I want to know that. I know I'm the perfect person for my community because I have a fuck ton of energy. I have so much knowledge on so many cool topics that I want to teach on, right? I'm really great at curating a space. I can crush, like, I love meditations. I love to dance. Like, we're going to have a, it's going to be a big party, right? Like, that's what it's going to be. It's like bringing the fun to business. We need more of that. And I'm like, of course I'm the perfect person because fun is what leads my business, right? So I want to know why you are the perfect person to be a coach.
Let's see. Well, I've been there myself since I've been like overweight my entire life. And then I kind of lost 100 pounds through like over restricting. And that of course slingshotted into binge eating. So then I had to kind of work my way back to being comfortable with food and having a healthy relationship with food. So I've got, you know, knowledge from you and other coaches I've worked with and my own personal knowledge. And
Yeah. So like, say I wanted to hire you for this, right? Like, I want you to be so damn sure in what you just told me. Like, oh, well, if you have a hot minute, I will tell you all the reasons why I am like so excited to support you. Well, first of all, I've been overweight my entire life. I lost 100 pounds, over restricted, went the other way, binge ate. Now I have a healthy relationship with food and I love this work. I am so passionate about it, right? I want you to put your heart into it, not your ego, not your fear, not your mind. Get that out, right? I want you to come back to here. The heart is where we give. The heart is where we serve our clients. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We receive through like the sacral, right? We give through the heart. So how can you connect even deeper to your heart when you're air quotes selling, right? It's never going to feel like selling if you're just speaking from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, your story is powerful.
Yeah. I have some like PDF workouts that I made, like kind of like pre-made workouts for like an affordable option. If people can't afford like one-on-one coaching, like a $25 a month, like pre-made, like 6-week workout plan. And I have them all made in Canva and all ready to go. But like, I'm afraid of posting them on my website because I'm like, well, what if I put all this time into it and nobody buys it? But is they're just sitting there. And I put all the time into it and nobody's going to buy it if they're just sitting there.
Yeah. And what if they do buy it?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What's the worst case scenario if you put it on your website and nobody buys it? Nobody buys it. The best case scenario, if you put it on your website, people buy it. People right. buy it. Like, what? Like, of course, put it up.
Right? Yeah. I got to do that.
Yeah. All right, homework. So
post it.
Yeah, post it. Just take that messy action. And I think there's sometimes the best thing that we can do is just not think about it. Right? Is just fucking do it. Just stop thinking so much. Right? Get out of the head. Get it back into your body. Get back into your body of the excitement of the possibility of helping women through your ebook. Right? Because think about it this way. If I didn't sell my Taste Like Freedom course, because I was like, it's not good enough. Right? I think I've had like 160 something women go through that program. Think about all the women that wouldn't have gone through the program if I had let my ego get in the way. Of it's not perfect, it's not good enough, blah, blah, blah. You're making your business about you. Your business is not about you. Your business is about the women you help.
That's true. I love that.
We get to have the pity party, right? Like, I'm all for that. Like, you can't deny that. Like, let yourself feel the feelings. But then remember the point of your business. Right? to help women's lives, to help them transform. And you can't help them transform if you're stuck in the the drama, the mind drama.
Yeah, I also have to I have the free version of my website right now because I just set it up. I spent like 2 weeks trying to figure out all that. So now I have to transfer it to like the commerce website too. So that's like another, like a big investment chunk for the year. And I'm like, oh, well, what if I don't make that back? But I know that's just like a self-limiting belief. So I try to tell myself about what I am going to make it back.
Yeah. And the other piece is, and guess what? Even if you don't, it's not the point. The point is that you believe in yourself, right? It's not actually the website, right? Or the book that is really the thing. It's the level of self-trust. It's the confidence. It's like, no, I fucking got this. I don't care if 5 people buy it, 50 people buy it, 100 people buy it, 300 people buy it. Great, amazing. But it's you, it's the act of submitting your credit card information to upgrade. That's like your next initiation into owning it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like standing in your power, like claiming it. Like, no, this actually belongs to me. The success I desire does belong to me and I'm worthy of it. Right? Feel that in your body. Like, what does that feel like when you think about that?
I just gave a goosebumps when you said it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can like feel it for you and my heart's all like jittery and like my body's like I just want to like right, I just want to dance and express, because of course it's for you if it's on your heart, period.
Yeah, your course is a lot of the reason why I even felt like I had the confidence to do this. Cause for like 2 years, I was like, I would love to help other women like find food freedom like I did and not just think that you have to binge restrict and there's no other way to lose weight. And then I was like, well, I mean, like if you, when you see other women do it, you're like, oh, it's possible. Like nothing is impossible. So right. It just kind of opened the door. Like I could do this. And now I'm like doing it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. You are doing it, which is amazing. And it's only February, right? So I'm curious, like, what, like, all limits aside, imagine that, like, the moment you put out an offering, it filled up. Imagine anything you desired could be yours within a snap of a finger. Like, there is no doubt, no fear, no judgment, no any of that. What do you want to create for yourself, whether it's this year or like what's the vision that you have for yourself?
I want to create a course on like helping women stop emotional eating and setting up like healthy habits and boundaries.
Beautiful. Have you started?
No, I have not. I wrote it on my like my dream. I have like a whiteboard that I write like all my stuff on, and I have it written on there. So it's staring at me in the face every day.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So what's the resistance in starting?
Probably like all the logistics of it, really, like the setting up the course website and filming videos and really like what I would say and what I would want to say. But then in the back, it's like, but what if all that is for nothing, you know, and no, and like I said, like no, nobody wants it. And I've spent like a year pouring my soul into it.
Yeah. So there's like, okay, what I'm sensing is like, because this pattern showed up even in the book too. It's like, what if I create this and nobody wants it? Right? What's under that? What's under that story?
I'm afraid to waste time, I guess, because it feels like a waste of time if nobody would want it. But then it also feels like, well, maybe I'm not like not an expert enough to teach other people how to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the feeling under that?
That maybe I'll, I don't know.
Is it like this? Is it like this feeling of, or let me ask it this way. So what if I create this and nobody wants it, right? Is the surface belief, right? Under that is like, what if I end up wasting all this time, right? What else? What else is, what other like fears come up for you under there?
What if a woman, like somebody took it and it didn't even help them? They kind of felt mm-hmm. like they wasted their money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else? Let's get them all out there.
like, I don't know.
All right, let's leave it there for now.
Okay.
What if I create it and nobody wants it, wasting time, someone takes it and feels like they wasted their money, right? I wanted you to say that out loud because when we say our fears out loud, they shrink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It kind of feels like stupid. It feels stupid saying it out loud almost.
Well, and honestly, that's why fear is such a little fucker. Mm-hmm. Like, because we keep it in the shadow, but the truth is when we bring the fear to light, it kind of dies. Right?
Yeah.
And I know you know this, but I'm going to remind you, you get to believe, I mean, you get to choose which thoughts you believe. Right? If I was you, I would not want to believe the thought that says, what if I create this and nobody wants it? Right? What's a better feeling thought?
Like, of course I'm going to create this and people are going to buy it right up.
Yeah. And how can you create even more safety for yourself than that? How can you, like, because right now you're like trying to convince yourself a little bit, right? So mm-hmm. what if it's like, instead of what if I create this, nobody wants it? What about finding a belief that you can actually get behind right now? That's more like, there is a possibility that so many people could buy this. Like, can you fully believe that right now?
It's a little hard.
How many
people? Many people.
There's a possibility that people will buy this.
Yeah.
You can get behind that?
I can get behind that.
Okay. Does that not feel much better than what if I create this and nobody wants it?
It does. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like shooting myself in the foot before I even start.
Right. So notice your thoughts, right? Because you are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions. Notice them. Don't attach. Right. And when there's a thought that doesn't feel good, self-defeating thought, notice it and reframe it to something you can get behind. I don't want you to convince yourself that a million people are going to buy your ebook if you don't even have a million people in your circle. Like, obviously that's not going to fly. You're going to tell your brain a lie and then your brain is going to sabotage you even more. Mm-hmm. Right? So we got to get a belief that we can get behind. There's a possibility that people will buy this. Well, if there's a possibility, then are you going to try or no?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm trying.
Yeah. Because it's part of being a coach, but part of being a creator, business owner, entrepreneur is the joy of creation. No?
Yeah, that is true. Like when I was creating the workouts, like it really turned into like fun. I was like, yeah, I'll move this here and like put this here. So really, yeah. Like it's, yeah.
Yeah. It's like letting your business serve others, right? But the way in which you do business serves you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like, I'll give an example, like, because I love story. Like, I don't like writing that much. Like, it's fine, and I'm getting better at it, and I will be an author one day. And I love speaking. Right? And so if I had to choose right now between writing an email every few days to my email list or podcasting with my people, I would 1,000,000% choose podcasting, right? So of course I'm gonna do this, right? It's the same, like, it's like they're both kind of like free offerings, right? But this one I really freaking enjoy, right? I could write and give value, or I can coach and give value, and I get energized by this. This lights me up. This does not feel like work. I feel like I'm just talking with a friend who like has a problem and like wants help, right? So how can you create your business, your offerings, etc., to actually give you joy, to like make it pleasurable, right? And
yeah,
maybe that emotional eating course, like, it'll happen, but maybe it's a not right now thing. Maybe it's like it's on the thing, right? But it's like you're in the perfect place. It's perfect timing. When you're ready to start it, you will start it. Trust that. Don't force it. Follow what feels good. And it sounds like, based on the fact that you just got 2 one-on-one clients in the past week, right? Like, follow that.
Yeah. Right?
Follow the ebooks. Like, follow the thing that is lighting you up in the present. How does that
feel?
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. Yeah, because my brain gets so scattered. I'm like, I gotta do this, and then I gotta do this. And then I end up like giving like half effort to everything.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to just nail down like one thing at a time. Like, this is what I'm gonna focus on right now. And that's it. So yeah. I kind of have that course out there. Like, it's an idea for later, but I don't have room in my brain for it right now.
Totally. And you know what? Like, when I started my business, I started and I just did all one-on-one clients for the first like 2.5 years. And I honestly, like, I believe that starting off with one-on-one clients is the best thing you can do as a coach. That's my experience, and coaching a bunch of other coaches. Because you get so much depth. Right? Like, I wouldn't be able to go this deep on a group, right? As I am with you right now, I wouldn't be able to go this deep in a group course, right? But I actually get to find out your fears, your childhood, very quickly. Right? And there's something that's so valuable about that, because I get to learn more and more and more and more about the woman I really want to help, which is you and other women that are starting their businesses, right? Like, I know all the parts of you, like the perfectionist, like kind of control freak, like maybe not present, like scatterbrained, all over the place. Everything's everywhere, really ambitious. Like, I know that about you because that's me, right? And like, that's a beautiful thing. And I get to learn so much in the one-on-one capacity. And so like, if I was you, I would keep doing the one-on-ones, like keep doing the one-on-ones. And it's like, are you trying to go full time in your business? Is that your goal?
I'm not trying to work probably more than like 20 hours a week, because I do have a 5-year-old and a husband who's like constantly at work. So I'm like full-time mom mode most of the time, unless she's in school.
Yeah. Well, that's great, because I don't work more than 20 hours a week, and you don't need to.
Right. Yeah. I was just listening to your podcast earlier about how you structure like your week, and you only work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's like my dream week.
Yeah. So that's how I want you to schedule your client calls. That's how I want you to think about your business. Like, you get to make the rules, and it's better to make the rules the way you want them at the beginning than to have to upheave your business halfway through, which is what I did, and be like, oh fuck, I'm working 7 days a week. Yeah. I gotta change this shit.
Yeah. Right.
Start now. Yeah. And know that it's possible.
Yeah. It's hard with only having like a few clients, because I feel like I kind of have to like adjust to their schedule. Like, I have a client who's a night nurse, so she's only awake like at night, and I go to sleep by 9 PM. So I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work, but I know I have to set boundaries. Like, I'm not going to wake up at midnight to coach you, you know, like, so. Yeah.
Right. And you're getting experience, right? So I always think like, it's really valuable to like, it's like, what are you willing to put up with you know, like everything's going to cost you. Either you don't have the client and it's going to cost you money and experience, or you have the client and it might cost you some sleep at the beginning. Right. And as you get more seasoned, you get to be very, you get to be very selective, right? And very, like, you get to have a really, really clear idea of like, I'm not like, I don't work past five and I don't work for 12. And I work, like, I've created a lot of structure for myself so that I have the freedom that I want. And I'm way more efficient in those hours. So for you, it's like, get clear on when do you like to work? And then call in those types of clients, period. Like, this is what's available. If you can't make it, you know, like, know what you want. And like, set the loving boundaries, and also open up yourself to opportunities, especially at the beginning, especially to get that experience, to get, you know, to help, to actually do your soul work, live in your dharma.
Right now I'm just like ecstatic that I get to like help these women and see progress in their in their physical and emotional. So I'll be good whenever, like, I'm just excited. I get to do my thing and somebody's going to trust me with it. So.
Yeah. Do you feel like through this conversation, you feel more confident in being able to show up like right now without needing to know more?
I do. Yes. Like, I don't know if you noticed, sometimes I get like, I just lost for words and I don't know what to say or what to do from there. So that's like my biggest fear. It's like the stage fright thing. Like I freeze. So that's really my only biggest fear when like I'm talking to a client or something, but like just through this conversation, I feel way more like fluid.
Yeah. And you know, those pauses are powerful. You don't have to answer right away. Like, let yourself answer at the pace that you can answer. Don't shame or judge that part.
Yeah, I got to work on that.
Yeah. Practice loving that part. Being like, because when I hear it from you, my perception of it is like, she's really like, she's feeling that. Like, it's landing for her. Right? And it's like, landing from her brain to her body, and it takes a second. Right? And when I'm on the receiving end, I can have moments like that as well, where I'm like, like, okay, like, there's nothing to say. It's just like, it's just awareness.
As I gotta get comfortable with like taking up like space and time. Like, I just feel like I gotta get it all out and just let it, because I don't want to waste anybody's time. So
So there's a lot more juice here. I feel like there's a whole thing on taking up space and time. I'm hearing time, like that there's some stories and narratives around time, right? Of like, you said you didn't want to waste time, you didn't want to waste their time. So I'm curious, like, there's a time piece for sure, which we can totally unpack. But this for you is like, okay, we've shed some awareness on basically two main pieces. One, being seen, allowing yourself to just be Kristen and let that be enough, not needing to change the pause, not needing to be smaller or bigger or different or less whatever or more whatever, just as your inner child told you. You are enough right now as you are. You know enough right now as you are, period. Right? And the more that you practice self-acceptance, the more that you will empower your clients to as well. Right? Because you won't want to change them. You'll be like, I love that for you. Like,
I know, you just made me feel so good about something that I'm so subconscious about. For like ever, you're like, oh no, the pause is good. I'm like, I've hated that for like 20 years.
Oh my God. And you know what I hate about myself? Well, I mean, I don't hate it anymore, but something that I can judge is like how I have such little tolerance for silence. Like, I always got something to say. Like, I always have something to say. I have moments of pause, but they're not as common as my always having something to say. And sometimes I'm like, Sam, enough. Just shut up.
See, people like me, though, they love people like you because you fill the silence.
Right. Which is why I love people like you, right? So there's like, there's a place for everyone. There's a place for all your parts. So seriously, give that piece of you massive amounts of love, because you'll likely attract people like me, mm-hmm. right? Who got high energy, lots to say. They need someone that's very grounded,
mm-hmm.
right? Very grounded. And I can be both. And also, my energy naturally wants to rise and wants to like flutter away, right? So having this conversation allows me to be like, zipped in on planet Earth. I'm here now, present, right? Because your energy is kind of holding it down. So you're going to be a very powerful coach.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, all my friends, really, they say the same thing. They're really high energy and they fill the silence. And I'm like, I got it. I'm absorbing. I'm grounding the energy. We're good. Mm-hmm. We won't float away.
Yeah. Yeah. Embrace that. Like, seriously. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what you create. And as we wrap up, I'm curious to hear what has been like either the biggest breakthrough or takeaway from today.
Definitely owning the pause and the silence.
Mm.
And not feeling like I'm wasting time. Just take up the space.
Mm. Yes. I love that so much. Oh, well, I'm so excited to continue conversation with you. And I know I'm sure I'll see you in the community. And I'm excited to see you take up space, like own it, speak it, be it, call that shit in, and like watch you rise on social.
I love you so much. I love talking to you.
Ah. Well, me too. This has been wonderful. Thank you tons. And for you guys listening, if you want to be the next Listener Goes Live and come onto the show and jam with me, get coached by me and have a conversation like this, just head over to the show notes and there's a link in there. And all you got to do is submit your info and we'll have you on. So I'm so excited to release this. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much, Kristen, for coming onto the show and being vulnerable. It's fucking awesome.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
Bye, you guys. Hey, it's me. Real quick, I want to just let you know about today's podcast sponsor, Organifi. And I want to talk to you about the green juice because I am obsessed with the green juice. If you have been seeing my stories, I've been sharing it just because I got a new shipment in and I have the new container and oh my God, it is so good. The green juice tastes like a nice little minty refresh in the morning. It tastes literally like you just brushed your teeth, but like in the healthy way. It is a delicious blend of greens. It has adaptogens, it has ashwagandha, and it is amazing at balancing your stress levels and reducing cravings and supporting healthy weight. I have been using Organifi for the past about year and a half, and I will literally never go back. I am so obsessed. If you want to get your hands on some of this, I highly, highly recommend it. And you can get 15% off with my code BALANCEWITHSAM when you just enter that at checkout. I really recommend taking the green juice consistently every morning for at least 30 days to really feel the effect. It is a body reset and stress support, and I swear to you, you will never want to go back. And it doesn't even clump or get all weird in your glass. It's just the freaking best. So I start my day off with about 16 ounces of water with lemon, and then I drink the green juice, and then I go on and have my whatever it is, either my breakfast or coffee or whatever. I really recommend you get your hands on this right now. They're also having a sale, so I highly recommend that you get in on that.
plus the 15% off for me. So you can head over to enter the balance with Sam at the checkout and you'll get the discount. All right, let's go back to the episode now.